هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا، الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا، ورسول الله معلمنا.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه وصفيه وآله وصحبه. The topic we are going to discuss today and inshallah in the coming lectures is to understand the society we are living in according to the perspective explained in the Holy Quran. I'll be giving examples and I'll be giving some history about how the society which we are living in today, it came into existence. And is it the society which Allah wants, and is it according to the objective for which Allah created this universe and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man, or it's a different society and its creators, its planners are some other people not related to Allah. But before going to the actual topic, I like to point out a very big, a great mistake committed by the people who are related to religion. May it be Islam or may it be other religions like Christianity, like Judaism. First of all, I'll start with Muslims and then I'll go to the other religions. As we all know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his prophet, his last prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, and along with him he sent his last book, his last message for the human mankind. The purpose for which Allah sent this book was to follow it, as we all know. But unfortunately, what the Muslims did to this book and what they are doing to this book these days is not what Allah has wanted from us. It's not what the Prophet told us to do with this book. If any one of us asked the question that why Allah sent down the Quran, definitely the answer is going to be for the guidance of the humans, to show them the right path so that they can lead a successful life in this world and then in the other world, the hereafter. But are we receiving the guidance? Are we following the right path? And are we connected and linked to the Quran as Allah has wanted from us and His Prophet has wanted from us? This is the question, and this is the most important questions. Now if I ask another question, that whether if Allah has sent down this book, Quran-e-Majid, for getting guidance, or He has sent down, He has revealed the Quran for getting sawab, I think inshallah all of you will answer that Quran was sent down for getting guidance, for guiding people, for guiding the humankind. But what we have started doing is that we have left getting guidance and we have started practicing getting sawab from this book. If you go to a common Muslim house and you ask the parents that is your child studying Quran, they'll say yes. Our child goes to the mosque and he reads the Quran, he's learning to recite the Quran. And they'll say that, Alhamdulillah, our child has finished reciting the Quran. But what does it mean? When the child has finished, once he has finished from the beginning till the end, he has finished reciting the Quran, does our child know what Allah has said in the Quran? Most of the times, I think 99%, they don't know, especially when the mother tongue is not Arabic. They don't know Arabic, they learn reciting the Quran, but they don't know what Allah has said to them. So they become a part of the society which is not liked by Allah, the society which we have created in our world and we are living in it. In order to understand the concept of sawab, I like to give an example. What is sawab? Suppose there is a small child and he has become sick and his mother tells him to take medicine. But the medicine doesn't taste good to the child as compared to chocolates and toffees. So he resists, he doesn't want to take the medicine. Why? Because he doesn't know that if I don't take the medicine, I'm going to die or my sickness is going to go to an upper level. He doesn't understand. So what the mother does? The mother says that if you take this medicine, this sour medicine, I'll give you a chocolate. Now the baby, he compares, the child, he compares. And then he decides to take the medicine so that he can get the chocolate. But when this child grows up, he becomes, suppose, 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old. You will never see a person 40 years old taking medicine because of chocolates. Why? Because he knows that this medicine is of great benefit to him. And if he doesn't take the medicine, he might die. But just think about we Muslims. We should think about ourselves, what we are doing with the Quran. Allah said that you read the Quran and I'll give you sawab. On every word you recite, I'll give you sawab. This was for the beginners who were not understanding how beneficial the verses in the Quran are for the humankind. Their intellect was not perceiving the benefits of Quran. So Allah said, okay, I'll give you paradise, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. Just study this book. This was for the beginning. But what happened? If we look at the Muslims, when we grow up, okay, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50, 60, 70 year old people, you go and ask, you are reciting the Quran, are you understanding it? He says, no. Then why are you reciting? He says, to get the sawab. On every word which I recite, I'm getting 10 blessings from Allah. Even if I don't understand a single word for the Quran. What do you think? Allah is waiting that this person has spent 70, 60, 70 years of his life just reciting the Quran. What is the difference between this person and a parrot? A parrot learns to talk, but he never understands. He's never understanding what he's saying, what he's repeating. He only repeats. A human is a lot different from a parrot, from an animal. Now what we have done to the Quran, our behavior has been just like the parrots. And that is why the glory which Allah wanted to give to the Muslim Ummah, they have lost it. So what's the way to get it back? The first step to get back the glory which Allah had promised when He revealed this book to His Prophet, and He said, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَالدِّينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. Allah is the one who sent His Prophet with guidance and with Deen-e-Haq, For what? So that it overcomes, it gets control over everything, over all religions, over all the laws which are prevailing in this society. Islam came to overcome everything. Islam came to rule, to be a blessing for the humankind, not only for the hereafter, but for this world also. But the method in which we have dealt, we Muslims have dealt with the Quran, we lost everything. The Quran invited us to think about the creation of the universe, how the stars were created, how the skies were created, how we are created, how all these animals, these trees, the things we eat, the things we taste, how these were created. And how systematically and in a very calculated way and in very precise calculations everything is working. How the planets are moving, how the stars are shining. Allah said, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, in these things are addresses for those who think, for those who ponder. This is the mistake, a very big mistake we Muslims have committed with the last message which Allah had sent to us. We hope, inshallah, that me, you, all of those who are listening, Allah gives us this power to become connected, to become linked to this book in a way Allah likes, in a way Allah wishes the Muslims to get connected to His last book. Okay. Now let's come to the actual topic, and that was about our society, the society we are living in. Is it the society which Allah wants and is happy about the ways the humans lead their lives in this society, about the values human beings are following in this society? Or no? Allah is not happy. The values, the ways which Allah wanted us to follow, we are not following. So let's try to see, let's try to discuss that how this society we are living in came into existence. We'll have to go back a few centuries. We'll have to discuss a phenomena named Renaissance, or the Industrial Revolution, which began in 14th century and it lasted till the 17th century. And it created a very big impact on human lives all over the world. What we have to discuss and what we have to point out is that what was the behavior of the people related to religion, or in other words, the people who pretended to be representative of religion. What was their behavior about the advancements science was making? And what was the reaction of the society to the behavior of these people, the representatives of religion? What happens is that the church in those days controlled the society. They were the ruling class. But because of their unlogical approach towards science, and because of the countless benefits people were receiving because of the scientific advancements, slowly and gradually people started getting away from religion. Let's elaborate how. During these times, many inventions came into existence which had a great impact on human lives. For example, lens was invented, and because of this invention, the viewing power of human beings multiplied several times. Now humans were able to see, became able to see very tiny things which they were not able to see before the lens was invented. And similarly, man was able to see the objects at a very great distance, like the planets, like the stars, like the other galaxies. So how the church reacted to that? Let me give you an example. A very famous person, Galileo, he discovered something using the telescope. He said that the perception that the sun is revolving around the earth, our earth, is wrong. And the reality is that our earth is revolving around the sun. What happened? How did the religious people react to this? Galileo was brought to court and he was sentenced for life because of going against the view of the church. Some people came to Galileo and they asked him to repent, to do tawbah, to repent on what he had said, so that his punishment, he was released from the prison. Galileo said, okay, I'll repent. I'll say that I've done wrong. But remember, even for 1,000 times, if I say that the sun is revolving around the earth, the reality is not going to change. And it is the earth which is going to revolve around the sun forever. So this was an example I wanted to give you so that you can understand how the church reacted to the advancements which the science was making. Another example was the plague. When the plague hits England, what are the scientists doing? What is medical science doing to the people? And what is church doing to the people? In short, people saw that the church people, they have got no solution to our problems, to our medical problems, to our social problems. They are not giving us anything which can improve the standards of our life. And in fact, it is science which is doing so. It is science which is helping us cure those diseases which caused several deaths previously. So in this scenario, the people slowly started getting away from the religious people and they started moving closer to science. Now what Shaitan did here, he benefited from this scenario very much. Like the Quran says, إِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ. And indeed, the shayateen, the shaitans, they reveal to their friends so that they fight with you. What Shaitan revealed to his friends was that this is the point and this is the right time we can get rid of religion and we can guide the people away from religion, we can guide the common man away from religion. So different things were said for this purpose, to achieve this objective. For example, these people said, who told you that man was created by God? It is man who created God. And now man can understand it, because now man is following a scientific approach which he was not doing previously. What used to happen previously? When man could not understand, when people were not able to understand the different phenomena which were occurring around them, they were not able to understand how the rain comes down, from where does the rain come. They were not able to understand why the sun is shining. They were not able to understand why the seasons they are changing. They were not able to understand several things. Why we get sick, why we die early, why we are not able to cure a disease. They were ignorant people. They didn't know. So what happened? Some very clever people from the society, they took benefit of this ignorance of the people. They said, okay, we'll tell you. You give us money, and there is someone called God, or the different names different societies have given to God. God, Allah, Bhagwan, whatever. These clever people said, you come, to the common people they said, you come and give us money, you pay us money, and we are the representatives from God. We will pray to him, and your calamities, your problems will be solved. This is what these people, the friends of Shaitan, started saying. And they took the benefit from the advancement of science. And this was the greatest mistake that the people related to religion committed. They said, it is man who created God. It's not God who created man, it's man who created God. And this religious people, they are liars. They say Allah knows everything. Then why they are not able to solve your problems? Why they are not able to cure your diseases? Why they are not able to raise the standards of your life? Why they are not able to make you travel faster? These were the questions the religious people had got no answer to it. They simply started opposing science. What happened to the society? The society started moving away from religion. And they started moving closer to the anti-religious things. Something which we call today, which we know today as secularism. A society without any religion. If you want to follow a religion, it's your personal matter. Go to your worship place, do whatever you like. But when you come out, your religion, your belief has nothing to do with the society. And we are going to decide. And humans themselves are going to decide what laws should prevail in the society they are living in. If they vote for a law which some religious book does not allow, no problem. If the people are voting for this law, then this is going to be the law. May it be against your religious beliefs or not. Because the right of making the law belongs to the man himself. and there's no such thing as God. This is how the society started changing. What I like to say is that although Shaitan, which is the greatest enemy to the humankind, because he was thrown away from the heaven because of not prostrating in front of Adam, because of not obeying Allah's order, from that very day he swore in front of Allah that if you give me permission, if you give me the time, I'll prove that most of these humans, they will follow me, and a very few people, they will follow you. Now to move forward, I'll name some of the inventions which have created a very big impact on human lives. It's not only the Renaissance, but from the very beginning, human life changed a great lot when writing was invented, when man started writing. Secondly, the human society was affected to a very great extent when the printing press was invented. And the third invention, which was very great as compared to the previous two, is the internet. After the invention of internet, the society has been a blast of information. Unlimited access to information, to knowledge. Every person who's sitting in front of a personal computer, he can access whatever information he wishes and he likes. So this change in the society and the people who were controlling this change, because they were not the people who were getting their guidance from the Jesus Christ, they were not bound to Christianity. In fact, they were the people in fact going against Christianity, against the teachings of Christianity. And of course, this was because of the unlogical approach of the people of church. A new society started emerging, a new people, a new system started developing, the result of which is the society we are living in today, controlled by the people who are not related to religion, controlled by people who do not want to follow the religion, who think that religion is something created by some tricky people to get benefits from an ignorant society. So what has happened now, because of science, now the humans, they have understood this. They are trying to understand the whole universe. And as the circle of science is expanding, the existence of God, the role of God in this world, in this universe, is getting smaller. as much the science is getting bigger, Allah's or God's role in the society, in this universe, is slowly getting smaller. Inshallah, this is enough for today, and we hope to be discussing this further and what were the changes that came into existence afterwards. Inshallah, we'll discuss it in the coming lectures. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.